All traffic in and out of SFO suspended until the president gets out of his plane, the pilot said, as if he hadn't a worry in the world. Sylvia wondered how long they'd have to stay in the air waiting, and if they had enough fuel. Able 1, Battle Management Compartment. You're probably wondering why I called you into this meeting, said Harry. He knew it was weak to the point of inanity, but he couldn't think of any better way to break the ice. Wally Rosenberg snorted derisively. Taki Nakamura made a polite smile, obviously forced. Monk Delaney looked disgusted, and Angel Reyes looked worried. Harry had brought them together in the battle management compartment. Usually manned by 6 people, it had more seats than any other section of the plane except for the cramped compartment where his team stayed during takeoffs and landings. Now they sat at the row of silent consoles, turned around to face Harry, who stood grimly before them. "You all know that somebody pulled the optics assembly out of the ranging laser," Harry said. "It's all fixed now," said Delaney. "No problem." "You replaced the assembly?" "Yep, no sweat." Rosenberg asked, "How'd you get that fat ass of yours into that cramped little housing, Monk?" "All I had to do was get one arm in. The assembly slides in and clicks in place nice and easy. It's designed that way, Wally," Taki pointed out. "You'll have to check the alignment when the tanker shows up." "No problem," Delaney repeated. "That's not the point," said Harry. "The point is that one of us deliberately tried to screw up this mission." "One of us," he emphasized, waving a finger at his 4 teammates. "What do you want to do about it, Harry?" Reyes asked, his voice small, soft. "I want the person who did it to stand up and admit it and swear that he won't do anything else to mess us up." "He?" Delaney asked, turning slightly to look at Nakamura. "Whoever," Harry said. "I figured that the guy did it before we were told we're going against a real live missile. I don't know why he did it, and I don't care. I just want to know that he, or she, won't try anything more." Dead silence except for the vibrating drone of the plane's engines. "No questions asked," Harry promised. "Whatever happened, for whatever reason, it'll be strictly among us. Nobody else has to know." "You told the pilot, didn't you?" Rosenberg asked, almost accusingly. Harry nodded. "I had to. But I can always tell her I made a mistake, that the optics assembly was taken out for inspection." "And that Air Force colonel's gonna believe a cockamamie story like that?" Delaney challenged. "She'll have to if we all stick together on it." Silence again. Harry stared at the 4 of them, wishing he were a mind reader. "At least tell me there won't be any more of this crap," Harry pleaded. "We're going to a shooting war, for Christ's sakes. We don't need somebody trying to screw us up." They glanced back and forth at each other. Nobody said a word. Then Rosenberg cleared his throat noisily and said, "Well, I'm not going to mess with anything, Harry."
"Me neither," said Reyes.
"I didn't in the first place," Taki Nakamura said almost defiantly. Delaney broke into a lazy grin. "Hell, it's dangerous enough up here without trying to louse up the works." Harry heaved an involuntary sigh.
"Okay," he said. "I have your word on it?" They all nodded.
"Good enough." Harry realized that this was the most he was going to get from them. "But from now on, nobody works alone. Understand that? I don't want any one of you out of sight of one of the others."